That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at NepsisCapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
Are you called to more than just getting it done by Friday?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Martha, what do we call it?
Together on Tuesdays with Jim and Martha. Sorry.
I was going for the I Work For Him thing.
Okay. I work for him.
It's always fun to be able to do that to Martha. She always looks at me. And then later she throws rocks at me.
So I will.
Yeah, she will. Or not cook dinner tonight, but she made lasagna last night. It was amazing. Anyway, we digress. You know, every day on I Work For Him, we highlight amazing stories of how God is working in the marketplace. And on Tuesdays, we like to share a lot about marriage and relationships. Today, we're going to kind of take a break from that, but yet we're not going to take a break from that. Well, wait till you hear what we got going on today. But in the meantime, we'd love for you to go out to iworkforhim.com and connect with us. Whether you send us an email or use the contact us on the website, and just tell us how I Work For Him is touching your life. And maybe you've got a recommendation for a story that you think we need to highlight. Or you could connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or where else, Martha? This is your...
Yep, we got Facebook, we got our website, we have our listener line, we have Twitter,
Instagram. What's that listener line?
Our listener line is 866-713-9675, and those last four letters can be WORK. And that is a place where people can leave up to a minute message for us, telling us something about the show, something that has impacted them, or something that they're dealing with in their life that maybe they want to hear more about. We can do a little bit of research on that as well and definitely meet some needs.
Check us out online, iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And if you sign up for the blog, the weekly blog, you'll also get the five previous podcast links as well. So if you missed a show, you can listen to the rest of the show that you missed. And you get to read my cool blogs. I've got some really great ones written for this summer. So you got to make sure you get those. All right. So here's a question. Oh, we should do a shout out, Martha. We haven't done that in a long time.
A shout out to who?
All of the people that are listening all over the state.
My mom.
Your mom. Hi, Mom.
No, she's listening.
The people in Jacksonville and St. Augustine and Folkestone, Georgia and Carrollton, Florida and all over Tampa Bay from Ocala to Fort Myers and over to Disney. Thanks for tuning in to I Work For Him this afternoon. All right. Do you ever wonder how some people are born with the coolest of voices and then some people have a voice like me? Why is it somehow that God often uses those people with the really not cool voices to do things not radio, but the people with the really cool voices, how come they always end up on radio or podcast or speaking? Coincidence? I don't think so. About 6 months ago, our brand ambassador ran across Brandy Nielsen. Brandy Nielsen's a mom. She's a speaker, a writer, a singer, a podcaster. Her podcast is called Christian Coffee Talk for Women. She has followers and listeners all over the United States. And I thought it would be great for our I Work For Him listening audience to find out about this awesome source of encouragement found online and on your podcast platform. Brandy Nielsen, welcome to I Work For Him.
It is an honor to be here. And let me just tell you, now I'm all worried about, my gosh, what does my voice sound like? Does it sound good? I hope so.
That's great.
Well, you should see her face while she's doing that in the microphone. It's just fantastic. And that's the beauty of doing radio. You don't see our faces.
Yay.
I have all my makeup on, though, too. So it's
Your hair looks great.
My hair turned
out
perfect
today.
That's right. My hair turned out perfect. Brandy, how did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
My gosh, that's a long story. I'll try to condense for you. I was born to a mom who was a Jesus lover. She was a Roman Catholic and taught me about Jesus and how she loved him, so that I was very early introduced to who Jesus was, and I fell in love with him myself. And early on, I had wanted to, I realized I could sing, so I wanted to grow up to sing for God like an angel on earth. I was only about 6 years old, and I remember seeing commercials for Save the Children. Do you guys remember those?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know what happened to that organization, but I mean, there's so many like them now. Maybe they have a new name, but anyway, I just felt compassion for children as a child, and so that's what I wanted to do. Long story short, as I was growing up, things didn't go well in my family life at home. My mom fell to alcoholism, so we had to kind of fend for ourselves, so I didn't have that structure anymore. I wasn't going to the Roman Catholic Church or school anymore, so I kind of fell apart. And as I got older, I took that gift of song that God gave me, and instead of singing for Him, I sang to glorify myself and wrote songs to glorify myself and forgot all about God. And again, this is such a long story and so much to, well, to
okay.
share with you
I
about
didn't
this.
I didn't tell you how to give us the altar. Share some of the cool, I mean, because your story has equipped you to do the podcast that you do today, the
yes.
Christian Talk. So talk about that story. I mean, it's okay to highlight. That's what we're here for.
So I became a songwriter and singer, and I'll tell you, the ability that I have today to speak behind a microphone is everything to do with what God gave me and brought me up through the years as someone to be able to sing and write songs and use the equipment I have to record and those kind of things. I never knew growing up that I would end up having a podcast or a Christian women's ministry where I would actually speak to people. Usually it's singing, but now it's about speaking and sharing. But I want to say, through my life, as I left God, I forgot about Him, but God never forgot about me. Mm-hmm. Decades later, I was writing a book, and I had met someone else who was also writing a book who shared about God with me, who I'd forgotten about for years. But he was so nice, and there was something about him that I wanted to know more about. So he invited me to church, and I hadn't been to church in probably 2 decades.
Mm.
And when I walked into that church, it was in Rolling Hills, California. I will never forget it. I walked in, and it was non-denominational. I didn't know anything about non-denominational. And I saw a worship leader for the first time in my life. And I was overwhelmed. I'm getting chills right now by the music and the lyrics
sure.
and the praise and the congregation. And I immediately felt guilt. I was reminded instantly of that moment when I was 6 years old, and I said, God, I'm going to grow up to sing for you like an angel on earth to help your weary children. And here I was using that gift for just things that don't help weary people.
Mm.
And in that moment, I was overwhelmed, and the Spirit came upon me and said, Brandy, you can take my hand and fulfill your promise to God and live your life that way, or you can continue down the path you're on and stay in darkness. And I'm here with you guys today because I took his hand.
Mm.
So
amen.
That's my story in accepting Jesus as my Savior and giving and surrendering my life to him. But I didn't know then at that moment still that I was going to be used in what I'm doing today. So, but I immediately started turning my gift over and back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I started worship leading, probably, gosh, I joined a worship team within a month and a half of being saved. So
wow.
That's been a little bit of a growing journey, but I've been in worship ever since. So it's been 8 years, and I've been writing songs about God and leading worship. But also, there was a time where I had gone to a women's retreat, a weekend women's mm-hmm. retreat. And I was thinking, wow, you know, these are so powerful. I love going away and receiving from these retreats. But there are so many women that don't get to experience that if they can't go.
Right.
So I decided, you know, I really want to share with women what I'm receiving at these retreats. So I created a group online, and I called it Christian Coffee Talk, and I added about 60 women to it that I wanted to share what I was going to receive at the retreat with. And the reason I called it Christian Coffee Talk, it was kind of odd. I felt God was leading me to do this the whole way. I'm like, well, I know I'm going to talk about things that we don't normally talk about, things that maybe you might talk to somebody about in an intimate situation when you're invited for coffee. I mean, how many times have you been invited to coffee or invited someone else because you wanted to share something, you know,
we don't invite
personal.
People to coffee. We invite people to Diet Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
But the point is the same.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Even if you don't drink coffee, I'm sure you've been invited to it.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
But if they do it to Panera, I'm good because they have Mountain Dew on tap.
That's right.
So we're good. Okay.
So it's coffee's an icebreaker. That's what it is. So I named the group Christian Coffee Talk for Women.
And when we come back, we're going to hear the rest of that story and all the different things that the Lord has been doing in Brandi Nielsen's life and how he's using her past experiences, which weren't maybe stellar experiences, but using them for his glory and for his honor and to speak truth into women all over the world on Christian Coffee Talk for Women. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and we'll be right back with more with Brandi Nielsen and more on Christian Coffee Talk for Women.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, formerly Integrity Resource Center, with today's Integrity Moment.
Dan Cable, author of Alive at Work, shares in a Harvard Business Review article about a consumer banker in China named Zheng Kao. Zheng Kao's predecessors had regularly scheduled times at each branch to pressure staff to cut costs, causing the staff great anxiety. Zheng Kao eliminated the meetings and instead began arriving at branches unannounced. He started by serving the staff breakfast. Then he held huddles with the staff, asking his employees how he could help them improve their branch. Zheng Kao's servant leadership style resulted in new ideas, and the financial performance of Zheng Kao's branches soared. Jesus taught in Matthew 23, "But the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted." How can you humbly help your team improve today?
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Hey Jim, so just last week I ran into one of our friends at the store. She mentioned she'd been listening to I Work For Him on her car radio, but she didn't get to finish the show due to an appointment, and she missed the end of the interview. So I had her get out her phone and go to our website, iworkforhim.com, and I subscribed her to our weekly blog email right away. Then every Friday, she'll get all the show links from the past week sent to her, along with your blog, Jim. I also showed her that the website allows her to listen live, search for past shows, and have all the different podcast options that she can subscribe to. She was excited to see that our website had all the radio program information and her blogs, Jim, our events, a challenge to join the I Work For Him Nation, and even information about our show sponsors.
Hey, listeners, you should subscribe and stay connected. While you're there, find out how to connect on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all have constant updates about show guests, upcoming shows, links to listen, pictures, and even videos. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I interview today, Brandi Nielsen. You can check her out online, BrandiNielsen.com, BrandiNielsen.com. Now, Brandi is spelled B-R-A-N-D-E-E, and Nielsen, just like the Nielsen ratings, N-I-E-L-S-E-N.
Anywhere where you can't remember, put an E, and you should be good, right?
That's right. And if not, just go on our Facebook page and you'll find the links to Brandi Nielsen. So you can listen to her podcast, Christian Coffee Talk for Women. Brandi, right before the break, you were talking about the story that how God brought you to starting Christian Coffee Talk for Women. You know, this started off, I just love the story that you were reminded, that God reminded you, hey, you said you were going to use your gifts, talents, and abilities for my glory, and for 20 years you've forgotten that. Now you're back, and God immediately plugged you into a worship team, a singing worship team at church. How did that all lead to this podcast that you're doing all the time now? And how is God using those experiences from the past that weren't maybe the greatest experiences? How is he using the? Because yes, on your blog and on your page, on your website, it talks about I gotta find it. Let's see. It talks about. I know it mentioned kidnapping in there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember where it is. Okay. Kidnapping, codependency, agnosticism, abuse, neglect, codependency, abortion, and a host of other emotional dysfunctions. How is God using all that in your podcast?
That's so much, right?
It is.
But you know, it's incredible when I look at it on paper. It's like, wow, is that even possible? Yes, it is. You know, I said there was two decades there of a time where I was away from God, and many things happened to me. You know, I caused a lot in my life or learned a lot of lessons that I caused because of my own mistakes. But there's a lot of lessons that I learned that weren't, you know, they were out of my control, but they were all part of God's plan for what I'm doing now. So when we talk about, to answer your question about how did I go from worship to this, well, when I joined worship right away, it also meant I joined a church, and it also meant, you know, I learned, you know, how to, you know, group together with women in the church and belong to women's ministry and learn from the ministry and going to the retreat and, you know, really wanting to speak out and encourage and to sharpen and be sharpened by other women. So that was on my heart at the same time. But going back to how I use all of those things, when I started the group, or the things that happened to me, when I started the group, I knew I was going to talk about deep things, such as those things you named off, because I'm victorious now in Christ from all those things, and it needs to be shared. People need to understand that you can overcome things like this. So when we talk about, I want to highlight really quickly the kidnapping, because obviously that wasn't, I didn't do anything.
That's not a typical part of somebody's story.
No, it's not. So when I was 15 years old, I very unfortunately was kidnapped by an adult male for his sexual gratification. And the story goes that he was unfortunately my father's boss. Mm. And he invited me to come out to horseback riding on a ranch that he owned with his daughter, who was 1 year older than me. And I had already been out there before. And it was him saying, hey, you know, why don't I take your daughter out to my ranch with my daughter. They'll have a great time. I was like, woo, yay. I couldn't wait. So the plan was he was going to pick me up and then take me out there. So my father brought me to work, and his boss came to pick me up. And when he picked me up, he didn't bring me there. He started taking me across the state line, and I realized immediately that I was in trouble. I knew right away. So he started trying to saying things to me about older women with young girls and this kind of thing. So immediately I just started praying to God. I knew I was in trouble. I knew I was kidnapped. I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. I'll make this story short because it can be a whole nother hour.
And they can read this in your book, right?
Yes, so you can read this in my book. And I actually have talked about this on video as well. I escaped that man in the same night. And as I escaped him, and it was only a matter of hours, I now was in the streets of New Jersey. I lived in New York at the time, and I was trying to find my way home. It was late at night. I ran into a man who was on a payphone who saw me crying and offered to help me. And then when I realized he was leading me toward a dark alley, I then got away from him. So understand that here's a 15-year-old girl out there crying, just told somebody how weak she is, and the man was another predator. So to get away from him quick, I ran in the middle of the highway and put my thumb out and got picked up by a car. And I got home safely that night, but wasn't without consequence, because that man coerced me into a sexual act in order to bring me to safety. So this is all in under 24 hours. In one evening, one night of my life, I was 15 years old. Wow. Three separate men who meant me harm that way. But God, but God, right? It's devastating to me today to read about women in human trafficking and read about women that don't make it through that. I'm like, God, how did you, what? Three men in the same night at 15 years old through situations like that. And I do not want to diminish what happened to me at all. But what happened to me was nothing compared to what happens to these women. The fact that I was coerced to do something against my will is absolutely devastating. There's nothing about that to diminish. But I survived it. I got through it. I'm here to talk about it today. I am not condemned for what I did. I'm not dirty for what I did. I'm blessed. I'm priceless. God has lifted me out of that. So now I can speak to women who might be feeling that kind of a shame for things that have happened to them that they didn't cause upon themselves.
Right.
We're talking today with Brandi Nielsen. I'd love for you to check her out online. BrandiNielsen.com, BrandiNielsen.com. She does a podcast that you can hook up with. It's Christian Coffee Talk for Women. She's got a book out there as well, which is Unforgotten. And we'll talk about that in a little while. And Brandi, we do appreciate you sharing those details because it's part of the story and it's part of how what God was, you know, he's using. He never wastes those experiences in our lives. And when you produce your podcast, those are things you're able to talk about.
Yes.
And there's a lot of women out there that have those same stories that have a much even harder ending.
So, Brandi, you were saying the podcast that you now do is called Christian Coffee Talk for Women, right?
Yes.
And this whole setting of, you know, when a friend invites you for coffee, it's very intimate. You can get deep. You know, there's safety in that. I'm assuming that that was what you were starting to allude to as to why that is kind of the platform that you are using to share with women. Is that correct?
To share and sharpen each other in Christ, definitely. But the mission of Christian Coffee Talk for Women is to encourage the power, hope, and purpose of Christ in everyday life and foster Revelation 12:11 among women. That's it. That is the heart of my ministry, fostering Revelation 12:11. Because by doing that, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. The word of our testimony is powerful. It's powerful to heal, change lives, and lead others to Christ. And that's me. That's the heart of me. You know, Jim, I think you asked prior to our interview here, what's my life verse? That's it. That's my life verse in this. So that's what I'm doing in this group. I'm fostering Revelation 12:11. Speak about what God has done for you to help lift others. So all it was a online group, digital place where someone could just, you know, tap on your computer. And how it became a podcast is pretty crazy. I had gone on the Charles and Andy Stanley cruise to Alaska. And on that cruise was Babbie Mason, the gospel singer.
Amazing singer.
Yes.
You bet.
And I had previously been to a songwriter workshop with Babbie Mason. So I had met her personally. And when I went on the cruise, she was signing books. I got in line just to say hello. And I said, hey, Babbie, do you remember me? I'm Brandi. We did the songwriting workshop. She goes, yeah, girl, how you doing? I said, well, I started this group called Christian Coffee Talk for Women. And she stopped me dead in my tracks. She put her hands over my shoulders. She said, Brandi, I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be a radio show. And I'm like, what? And she put her hands on me and she just started praying over me. And I'm like, wow, that was kind of weird. You know, there's a line of people watching her do this. So 1 month later, I got a call from a woman named Jennifer Alden, who is the owner of One Jam Nation Radio, which is an internet radio station, who offered me a half hour slot to bring Christian Coffee Talk for Women out onto the airwaves. So I was like, I have no idea how to do this. I don't know what to do, but I believe it's what God wants me to do. So within a month, I put together the show, which is actually called Christian Coffee Talk Podcast.
Got it.
It's for women from the group perspective, but we do like men to be able to listen to it as well.
Sure.
Well, they can learn all about the women. For sure.
Exactly. So it's Christian Coffee Talk, and it was One Jam Nation Radio gifted me that slot for an entire year, but it was also a podcast syndicated on radio, and now it's a standalone podcast and growing, and here I am, a podcast host. Who would have thunk?
When we come back, lots more of those stories. What's God doing through the Christian Coffee Talk for Women podcast, and how, what are some of the stories that Brandi has heard? And we're going to ask this question. When you hear I Work For Him, what does that mean to you? We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. Don't go away.
Lord, it's been a rough day at work today. I've been working on a project and my coworker just doesn't seem to care about our deadline. Lord, what should I do? He's been late to work every day this week and sitting by himself during lunch lately. Do you think there's something wrong? What, Lord? You want me to ask if he needs prayer? Okay, Lord, I'll do that. Lord, I also want to thank you for my job. I pray that I can be an example for those I work with. Lord, I made a commitment to pray for my coworkers and employees when I joined the I Work For Him Nation. Help me daily to lift them up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to make the same commitment? Join the I Work For Him Nation now and get a window sticker and a personal note from us. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
That's iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge has approved AT&T's merger with Time Warner. He rejected the government's argument that it would hurt competition in pay TV and cost consumers hundreds of millions of dollars more to stream TV and movies. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon announced the decision today, bringing the biggest antitrust trial in years to an end. The ruling blesses the $85 billion merger, one of the biggest media deals ever. It allows AT&T, a phone and pay TV giant, to absorb the owner of CNN, HBO, and the Warner Brothers movie studio. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says President Trump's top economic advisor Larry Kudlow is expected to remain at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center as a standard precaution after suffering a heart attack on Monday. Sanders says his doctors expect Larry will make a full and speedy recovery. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 2 points, the NASDAQ rose 44. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, "I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for." And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is sponsored by listeners like you who have contributed to the I Work For Him Ministries Giving Fund. Become a part of our support team. Find out more online at iworkforhim.com/donate.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As we're talking today with Brandy Nielsen, boy, she's got a story that we want you to hear, which is why we have her on I Work For Him today. But in case you're just tuning in right now, you can also go to her website, BrandyNielsen.com. That's Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-E-E, Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N, BrandyNielsen.com. We want you to sign up, check out her podcast, Christian Coffee Talk. And it's for all audiences, but it's Christian Coffee Talk for Women, which is where I heard it, but Brandy's corrected me. Christian Coffee Talk. I want to make sure I get it right. Brandy, when you hear I Work For Him, how does that resonate in your soul?
I Work For Him means that I am completely surrendered to living my life for God from when I wake up in the morning until I go to sleep at night, working in terms of everything that I do is work, and it's work for God. So when I'm being a wife, I'm working for God. I'm working mm-hmm. for Him. When I'm doing that, when I'm being a mom, when I'm being a friend, when before I was doing my podcast and I was in the corporate world, you know, which I actually, you know, Jim, when I heard I work for Him and Marketplace Ministry, I really wish I would have met you while I was still working in the corporate world mm-hmm. because I really could have used that. It's a difficult thing when you're really in a secular market and nobody's talking about God and you don't even know if somebody has, you know, a belief or anything. It's very hard to, you know, break that ice. Talk about coffee and an icebreaker. Mm-hmm. So thank God for what you do and being around, because there's so many people that need you. I absolutely needed you. But where I am now, everything I do for God, it's about God, and it seems to be accepted as God and something to do in faith. So it's a little bit easier to carry that kind of a thing. But I know that there's difficulty for people walking into their corporate jobs, secular corporate jobs, in their faith, and feel like, this is my ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm walking into this job and in this cubicle when I'm on the phone and when I'm doing this or that, I'm ministering. I love I Work for Him. It makes me think of so many things. It means God's my boss. There you go.
Amen. That's my boss. That's awesome. So, Brandy, with what you're doing now, how have you seen Jesus working in and through you in what you're doing?
I am absolutely inspiring, encouraging others to stand up for their faith, to speak their testimonies, to accept Christ. So being specific, I can share what I've seen the online group do. Mm-hmm. There are women that have come to accept Jesus. There are women who have come to be baptized. There are women who have addressed their issues mm-hmm. and go and get help for those mm-hmm. issues. Sweet. And I want to call one of those out. One of those is the hurt and pain experienced by Christian women who have had an abortion. I'm going to call you out right now. I'm one of those women. God has healed me, forgiven me from that. He can forgive you from it too. There are many women in my group when I speak about that have come to learn that they too are forgiven and to understand what the truth is about abortion. It's one of the biggest lies of the enemy on the face mm-hmm. of the earth today. But I just want to share with you that if you are somebody who's had an abortion or someone who's supporting abortion and you feel shame and guilt for that, God is waiting for you to come to Him, to surrender that to Him.
And it is a lie. That is, I mean, and you're so right. And we've talked about it a few times on the show, not enough, but we've highlighted a couple of, we highlighted an abortion recovery group, a healing group. But there's over 60 million children have been aborted in the last, you know, well, since Roe v. Wade, so it's 45 years. But there is healing. There's no sin that God says, nah, sorry, Jesus didn't cover that one. Mm-hmm. And the healing. But when a Christian woman can find that healing and then share that restoration from that, that is God's ability to multiply. And that's going to span Christian and secular environments, because there's women out there all over the place that are suffering from that woundedness that happened because of the abortion. It doesn't leave a woman unimpacted. It impacts every woman.
Absolutely. And it impacts men as well. And everyone who has had their hand in the abortion, from the abortionist to the people that are supporting it, to those that encouraged you to have it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of accountability that goes around with abortion, and it does hurt all of us. And I want to say, Jim, the shame and fear with abortion that's there. You mentioned earlier that I have a book called Unforgotten, and I want to encourage you to go out and get that book now, because there's something missing from that book that I didn't put in there at the time I wrote it, because I was ashamed. Mm-hmm. I did not share my abortion story in that book. I'm in the process of abridging that book right now so I can share it with you. But at that woman's retreat, that's where I learned that I was healed and saved and forgiven from my abortion, and I became free. I was able to create this ministry, Christian Coffee Talk, and share this stuff with you from that. And now I have to go actually and go put that in the book because I was so afraid that I would not be accepted by you or Christ, or that I was doomed because of abortion. But that is not true. And that is some of my mission today with my ministry. So one of the things you said, kidnapping, abortion, human trafficking. Human trafficking is big because I understand what it is to be coerced into a sexual act for the pleasure of somebody else and the shame that can come with that. So on my podcast, I host a monthly campaign to help the fight against human trafficking by hosting expert guests with boots on the ground experience to give listeners relevant and actionable information. You know, it's not just about going to buy somebody's movie about human trafficking or, you know, just reading a book about it. To really understand what people are doing on the ground to combat it and give you the tools or information so you know what you can do about that. So this is what God has done with all the things that I've been through. And again, let me just say, I have not been trafficked. That's not what I mean. I have been kidnapped and coerced to do something, which is a little bit different.
Right. Did that guy go to jail, the guy that kidnapped? Did he go to jail?
I don't know. Not that I know of. He... as I mentioned, I had a very dysfunctional family and upbringing. And when I was 15, which was a million years ago, you know,
you don't look a day over 100,000.
Yay.
Wow. That was, I think we should just kind of go right past that. You know, I think though, because you are sharing from your personal life, number one, as hard as it is to be transparent, which even to the point of you not sharing some of it in your book and now going back later, how do you see people receive that though? When it's your story, you're being real and transparent, instead of it being a time of being afraid to share that, how is it received by your listeners?
It's encouraging them and giving them hope and you know, shedding their wall, you know, and pulling their wall down and making them feel like, I don't have to live in this shame. I don't have to hide. Look, you're doing it. You know, if we ever want to, you encourage and you lead by example, right? So how could I possibly encourage a woman to grow in Christ or, you know, to foster Revelation 12:11 upon her life if I don't do that myself? And that's where I see most of the encouragement. You know, I haven't been through everything. Women have gone through things that I have no experience in, but I can still help bring that out
for sure
in them. Definitely.
All right. We're talking today with Brandy Nielsen. You can check her out online, brandynielsen.com. Make sure you sign up to listen to her podcast, Christian Coffee Talk. And it's out there. You said it's on Google Play. You got it on Stitcher?
I've got it on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. It's on all of the major podcast platforms.
And you can check out the link. It'll be on our Facebook page tonight, brandynielsen.com. It's probably out there already right now, isn't it? It's probably out there already.
Yes, when we promoted it for the week, of course.
Yeah, well, my crack social media team, Martha and Michael, we have to get that done. All right, so Brandy, it's always great to hear stories. And you've been interacting. How long have you been doing Christian Coffee Talk?
Since September of 2015 online, and since about November of 2016 is when I launched the podcast.
And you're doing one a week, and so you've been interacting with people all over the place.
Yes,
talk to us about some of the stories, because you're touching on subjects that are touching the lives of people all across the country. What you got to be getting some feedback from people, aren't you?
Absolutely, I'm getting feedback from women, and some of the feedback I get mostly and that I love to hear is that it's relevant and actionable to them. It gives them something that they can actually apply and do. And like I said, even if I'm not talking about something that I have experience with, there's something for everyone out there. And a woman in any season as well, some of the subjects, or I call them coffee talk topics on the show. Today's coffee talk topic, blah, 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 blah. It might be about fear or faith. One of the things that I hear in my group is that women struggle mostly with is faith and strength and faith that God is going to see them through whatever it is they're going through. You know, it's so easy to say that God is with us. He's going to take us through. But when you're in that moment, in that pain, you start doubting because you feel the pain. You're like, why,
that's not
God?
Just women,
why,
by
God?
The way.
Men feel that too.
Men deal with that as well.
You do.
Yes, we do.
You,
we
the
hide it.
They don't admit it as much.
We hide it. We don't admit that we do that. And we're able to compartmentalize that fear at times, but yes.
Right. So I think really that's the number one thing is the request for strength in their faith.
Yeah.
That's what most of the women are looking for, no matter what they're going through. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that women are going through, and that they're all at different seasons. Like I said, so one of the shows that I had that I love so much was talking about abstinence among single women. And I did not direct that at teens. I directed that at the adult women that are out there right now who are either divorced or, you know, just haven't been married yet. Abstinence applies to you too, especially you who have been divorced and understand what it is to be physically intimate with somebody. It's so much better to stay abstinent, and it might be harder for them. But I have a show, and you can look up the Coffee Talk topics. If you go to either iTunes or even my own website, which is brandynielsen.com/podcast, if you go there, you can see all of the podcasts, and I have the show notes, which highlight the Coffee Talk topic for every single one of the shows.
Awesome.
Whether it's about abstinence or human trafficking or faith or strengthening in faith and so many other things.
When we come back, Brandy Nielsen, I want to hear about Unforgotten, your book. I want to hear what people can expect in there, because people need it. It sounds like that's a book they need to get. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host Jim and Martha Brangenberg. When we come back, you're going to hear that story. What is Unforgotten all about? Don't go away.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February, because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com. iwork4him.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. Today we're talking with Brandy Nielsen. I want you to check out her podcast, Christian Coffee Talk. You know, I'd love to put out there that it's Christian Coffee Talk for women, but I know you said it's for men too. But Christian Coffee Talk, you can find it on all your major podcast platforms. But this is, it's just real. It's real stuff. Mm-hmm. Brandy Nielsen, I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing all about your podcast. Well, let's talk about your book, though. You wrote a book. What was this book all about?
So when I gave my life to Christ, I decided that I was going to write a book about the story of my life and how I was unforgotten. Or not that I was unforgotten, my promise to God was unforgotten. If you were listening earlier, you might have to go back to On Demand to
catch
that.
That's right.
But why don't you tell them what that promise was?
So I promised God that I was going to grow up to sing for Him like an angel on earth to help His weary children. I was 6 years old when I made that promise. I didn't make good on that promise until decades later, after I had reneged on that promise and turned my back on God and used that gift to glorify myself in the secular world. But once I fell on my face, I'm going to say, you know, I had a very difficult personal life through those decades while I was without Christ. And I had gone through so many things, and some of those things you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, and some of the things we haven't even had a chance to talk about that my book, Unforgotten, does talk about. So really, it's just a story of one person's life who dedicated their life to Christ and then took their life back from Him and then gave their life back to Him later on in life. And, you know, through my life, I mean, there's God threading my life and the journey all the way, and how He has saved me through so much, whether I knew I was walking with Him on the journey or not.
Mm-hmm. That's why we want you to get a copy of Brandy Nielsen's book, Unforgotten. And what platforms can they get that on?
Oh, anywhere books are sold. I'd say, you know, really easy place to get that from is Amazon or whatever your favorite online bookstore is, and you can download that even on iTunes. You can even get it from iTunes.
Nice. Very good. All right. So talk about in your bio, it says, okay, hey, she's a mom, she's a speaker, a writer, a singer, and a podcaster. Talk to us about the speaker. Do you get opportunities to speak to groups of women about about your path and how God has redeemed that and restored?
I do. Now that has become something that's on, you know, toward the back as I've moved forward with the podcasting and singing, because I'm so busy with that lately. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to then also get up in front of people and speak, but I do. So I definitely speak about my story. I speak about, you know, the healing power of Christ in my life and all of these different things, because it's so important for other people to understand again, you know, that we are saved, we are healed in Christ, we are, you know, we're beautiful and priceless, we are everything in Him that we don't understand when we're in our issues and the things that we're going through. So I talk about abortion. That's a big deal. I have to talk about abortion. Once I realized that Jesus Christ, when He was on that cross, paid the price for my sin of committing murder against two children in my womb, I'm free and forgiven from something like that. I better go out and share that story. That is good news. Let me tell you, that part is abortion, and having committed that has got to be the greatest lesson of my life. From the moment that I had those abortions, no matter what I said, what anyone else said, or what the world said about abortion, the secular world said about that, I was devastated. I never got to see those children, and I never forgot that. It started making me feel terrible, dirty. I knew what I did. I don't care how far away from God I was. It was a human being. You know, it takes years and healing to get to where I am today to admit all that stuff.
Sure.
But I knew it.
Let's turn that into a workplace conversation, because that first of all, it's not a pulpit conversation, and it's not talked about enough in the culture. I mean, it's one of those things nobody talks about, even though that it's happened to 60 million plus children. How does a woman who's gone through that and is comfortable in a spot like you are today, where you realize you've been redeemed and you're being in the process of being restored and that part has been healed, how does a woman in the workplace use that experience, that restoring and healing, to minister to other women in the workplace where likely 40%, 30 to 45% of them have had an abortion?
Well, I'll say this. I don't recall myself having the discussions in the corporate workplace where I worked before, in my cubicles or whatnot, mm-hmm. and, you know, around the at the conference table, I don't recall ever having conversations about abortion there, and that's very, very unfortunate as I'm thinking about that right now. Yeah. But in the same regard, as you're sitting there talking about, you know, software you're about to develop, that's not what's coming to mind. And Jim, that's what I want to bring up, and that's what I realize now, is like, why don't we think about God in every one of our situations in the workplace, no matter what we're talking about? If you're sitting there in your cubicle or you're in the conference room and you guys are talking about building software. Well, where is God in that? Mm-hmm. Where is the God in that? Where is Jesus in that? How could you bring that out and talk about that? It's there. It's definitely there. But unfortunately, I didn't think about that, and I wish that I did. And I would just say this. There are probably more opportunities for women to talk about abortion anywhere at any time than they think of, because like you said, how it is so common.
So and prevalent.
It really is. In the church, people. In the church, abortion doesn't discriminate to secular world. it's in the church.
It's everywhere.
In places you would, you know, here I am. I'm telling you, I'm a worship leader. I'm a leader of a women's ministry. Yes, I'm bold to tell you, I had two abortions in my past. I am forgiven. I am healed. I am freed from that. And now I'm speaking out for those two children. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking out for the truth of what that was. Those two children had a purpose. God created them in my womb with a purpose and plan, just like he created me and you listening right now. There was no difference in that. And, you know, the society told me that it was okay for me to get rid of that if I couldn't handle it at the time. Society's wrong. They're wrong, and I can't sit here in good conscience and not say that anywhere, any opportunity I get. Mm. So, you know, I wish I could go back and, well, actually, let me take that back. No, God, I don't wish I could go back to the corporate world. No, I'm not putting that out there. But if I do find myself back there, that I'm going to look for those opportunities constantly. Yeah. And create them.
And what an inspiration you are to those that are listening, you that may get that courage to do the very same thing. So we are talking with Brandy Nielsen, and she has a podcast called Christian Coffee Talk. And we just want to encourage our listeners to go find that resource, hear how real and transparent you are, and the things that that we can talk about over coffee that people need to be talking about in all different situations. So Brandy, thank you for being here with us today. One of the things I'm wondering is, as you hear feedback from your listeners, we talked about them saying, you know, they struggle with their faith and stuff. What do you think is a common struggle that your listeners are having with their faith and integrating it into their lives?
Integrating faith into their lives. It's when you say that, I'm not really seeing how that comes into the conversation.
Okay.
Other than, you know, it's just, think of yourself for a minute and put yourself in that place when you are hurting and you're struggling, like these women might be, and they are looking for strength in God to get them. What they're doing is they're reaching out to others. My online community, mm-hmm. It's busy 24/7. There are comments and conversations and discussions going on in that group 24/7, and it's beyond just the United States. There are women from Africa, women from Pakistan, women from India, women from the UK in this group talking about it. So what I'm seeing is the encouragement from others is helping these women tremendously, because they're able to share their story. And once you can, you know, resonate with somebody else and say, oh, I'm not alone mm-hmm. in this. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone in this. That's what I see is helping them.
So you've talked about this group several times. If there mm-hmm. are people listening and they want to get involved in that group, what is that group? Is it a Facebook group or something on your website?
This is a Facebook group open to anyone who is a woman. And it is a closed group. And the reason it's a closed group is because we want it to be a safe place. So mm-hmm. no one from the outside can read the post going on. You must be a member. So you can go to Facebook dot groups/Christian Coffee Talk.
Okay.
Okay. I do have a public page on Facebook that you can find. If you just look up Brandy Nielsen and Google it, all this stuff is going to come up anyway. If you go to my website, you'll find the link to get into the group. You'll find the link to go to the public Facebook. It's wide open.
Brandy Nielsen, thanks for sharing your story, and thanks for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you so much. It's been a massive privilege.
Make sure you check her out online, Christian Coffee Talk, and right online, BrandyNielsen.com, BrandyNielsen.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately,
I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com. The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295, is open 7 days a week from 10 to 10. Original Kronos gyros, shrimp, wings, fish, oysters, and more every day. Dine in or use the drive-thru or call 317-9300 and your order will be ready for you. Talk with Z, the owner and founder, about how your church or civic group can work with the original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Come meet Z, the founder.
Where do you find news and talk from a conservative viewpoint?
We constitutional conservatives are constantly under attack.
The Answer is our sister station, WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You get the picture or don't you?
The farther left you go, the more they care about the delta smelt, the 3-inch fish, than people.
Please, let me go on NPR. I want to be known as the first conservative to throw a flame at NPR.
WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer.